Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Little Luxuries on your money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I hear you. You're saying all you want for Christmas is abs, right? The hardest set of muscles to train and sculpt. Well, guess what? We might have some help for you. Can technology give you the core muscles that you have always wanted and give you those muscles painlessly and through a non-invasive procedure? The process takes 30 minutes each time and it is reputed to actually make your core stronger and not just flatter. So we know your core is important. It attaches to your spine, holds your organs in place, links to your pelvic floor as well. So how do you strengthen this whole area? We're going to find out how it helps with waist circumference reduction. And we're also going to learn about a device that is the first of its kind, FDA cleared, for treating urinary incontinence in women. And it really works to treat the entire pelvic area together, these two processes that we're going to talk about today, using HIFEM, high intensity focus electromagnetic currents. How does this all work? How does it help with diastasis recti? How could it give you abs that you've always wanted? Reduce fat as well. Welcome, founder of Ageless Medical, Dr. Lam Bilan. You're going to help us out, Dr. Lam. So tell us, what is the technology behind M-Sculpt Neo and M-Cella?
Yes, Michelle, these are two exciting devices that I've recently added to my repertoire of devices in my clinic. Now, they're both US FDA approved devices that are non-invasive, as you've mentioned. And M-Sculpt Neo is really the world's first device that uses two technology, radio frequency and HIFEM, which stands for high intensity focus electromagnetic energy, to both burn fats, tighten your skin, and also to build muscles. Now, this device is backed by 7 solid clinical studies to show its safety and efficacy. So what happened is during the treatment with the device you see behind my back, this is the body handpiece that you can see.
So that is in touch with your body, right?
Yeah, this is in touch for your abs, okay, and your glutes. We have also the handpiece for the smaller handpiece for your arms, your triceps and your bicep.
Okay.
So what happens is when the device is activated, radio frequency is first sent to your muscles to warm up the muscles like you do before a workout. Next, the HIFEM technology is then emitted to cause 24,000, not less, of supra-maximal contractions of the muscles in the targeted treatment area. Now, supra-maximal contractions means that the muscles are contracting at a supercharged rate, which your body can normally not produce via exercise. And of course, when combined with the radio frequency device, it has a synergistic effect to the muscle building. And also the beauty of the radio frequency technology is that it heats up the fat cells to 40 to 43 degrees and then it causes fat cell death. So your fat cells that are dead is eliminated through your lymphatic system. And then voila, you have got strong core muscles, and also you're able to reduce both your subcutaneous fats and also your visceral fats.
Yes, I want 24,000 crunches, the results of those crunches in 30 minutes with no pain as well. I mean, you don't even feel the pain of a sit-up because it has a particular mode that clears the lactic acid, right, doctor?
Yes, absolutely. So this M-Sculpt Neo, it's an improved version of the earlier M-Sculpt in that it has 7 alternating contractions and also short and long frequency.
Okay.
So what happened is that when the electromagnetic wave is sent to the muscles, it's able to actually have a technology. When you're doing it, you can hear this tapping sound.
Right.
So the tapping sound is actually helping to release lactic acid from the muscles so that you actually don't feel the fatigue and the muscle soreness that you would feel after an intensive muscle workout, like a HIIT muscle workout. So with the M-Sculpt Neo, because of this inbuilt technology, you actually do not experience muscle fatigue and also soreness after the treatment.
You know, a lot of celebrities have gotten behind this particular procedure. And I've always wondered, how do people like Kim Kardashian, for example, get such a flat stomach without the workouts? But basically, you're saying that this machine simulates contractions that your body cannot do no matter how many burpees that you do, because these are supra-maximal contractions.
Maximal contractions, absolutely.
So I was just wondering, because there are these exercise belts that also simulate crunches, Dr. Lam, how do the results of M-Sculpt compare with what you get from some of these exercise belts?
Well, I can't comment on the exercise belts because we do not know what they are. Mm. But basically, when you are choosing a device to help you burn fats or help you to build your muscles, the device must be backed by science, which M-Sculpt Neo is. As I've mentioned, it's the world's only device that combines two technology, radio frequency and high FEM. Mm-hmm. And it is backed by 7 clinical studies, US FDA approved, to build muscles and also to burn fats, to tighten skin. Whereas for these exercise belts, firstly, we must understand what is the technology behind it and if there are studies to prove that they are safe and they are efficacious. So we really can't compare because they are totally different things.
All right. And this is called M-Sculpt Neo, which implies an iteration. So how is this version different from what might be available out there already? And I think it's called M-Sculpt, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, both M-Sculpt Neo and M-Sculpt are by the same company, BTL Aesthetics. Okay, M-Sculpt came out in 2018. Mm-hmm. M-Sculpt Neo, which is what we see behind me, came out in 2020, last year. Now, both uses HIFEM, which is a high-intensive focus electromagnetic energy technology. But M-Sculpt Neo has an added radio frequency technology. So both cause supra-maximal contractions of the muscles in the targeted treatment area. M-Sculpt Neo gives you 24,000 supra-maximal contractions versus M-Sculpt, which gives you 20,000. Of course, with the radio frequency, as I've mentioned earlier, it burns fat cells, it tightens skin, and it has a synergistic effect to the HIFEM technology, which means 1 plus 1 is not equal to 2, it is equal to 3 or 4. It actually enhanced the technology to make the effects even better. Also, there are studies to show with a combination of both technology, M-Sculpt Neo can achieve up to an average of 25% more muscle mass, reduce up to 30% of your subcutaneous fats, up to 14% of your visceral fats. While M-Sculpt can only achieve up to 16% increase in muscle mass, and 19% fat. Now, additionally, for diastasis recti, which you've mentioned earlier, affecting a lot of women post-pregnancy, M-Sculpt Neo can reduce up to 19.2% versus M-Sculpt that can reduce up to 11%. So these two, these are the differences that you can see.
Thanks, Dr. Lam. Now, help me understand a little bit about the results. I think when people think about their core muscles, they want to maybe reduce the bloating. They want to do something that's going to help them trim body fat. Or some of the people listening in may already be quite trim, but are struggling to carve out those muscles, you know, the muscular definition. Some maybe just want a smaller waist. So will M-Sculpt help reduce stubborn body fat that doesn't seem to go away with any exercise? And can it even help with sort of waist circumference reduction?
Yes, absolutely, Michelle. As I've mentioned, this device is amazing because it combines, M-Sculpt Neo combines radio frequency to cause fat cell death or apoptosis. Now, the fat cell death is achieved by the radio frequency coming into the subcutaneous fats, heating it up to 40 to 43 degrees, causing fat cell death. And as I've mentioned, the fat cells that are dead will then be eliminated from the body through the lymphatic system. Now, with the contractions caused by these cool babies, okay, 24,000 maximal contractions. Can you imagine doing even 1,000 crunches or sit-up? Of course, this action will also help you to burn fat. Now, combining these two together, you are able to get rid of stubborn fats, okay, on your abdomen, your love handle because you're exercising and you're having these radio frequencies to actually cause fat cell death. So studies have shown that, as I've mentioned earlier, the HIFEM technology can reduce up to 30% of subcutaneous fats, 14% of visceral fats, and they can reduce waist circumference of up to 5.9 centimeters.
Wow.
Of course, the results will vary between individuals. depending on how many sessions you do. But generally, you do see results, especially if you do 4 sessions at weekly interval, you're able to see beautiful results. And it has also been shown in the same study that the high FM can generate new muscle fibers. And with a combination of the RF, there's muscle thickening increased by up to 25%. All in all, the combination of high FM and radio frequency is able to help you reduce stubborn pockets of fats, to help you build your core muscles, and also to reduce your waist circumference.
I think, you know, trimming 5 cm off your waist circumference is at least one dress size, right, Dr. Lam?
Absolutely. 2 inches.
Oh, my goodness. How many sessions will it take to see results? Is it 4, Dr. Lam, at least?
Now, generally speaking, the results will depend on the number of treatments. And the number of treatments will depend on your desired results, of course, mm-hmm. and where you are starting in terms of your muscle tone and your undesirable fat. Right. Obviously, if you are very unhealthy, you don't exercise, and you have really a lot of fats in the abdomen, you require more sessions. Now, results are generally felt after one single session. So what you will feel is that your muscles is more toned. Obviously, you don't see any fat cell death. You don't feel any reduction in circumference yet, but your muscles are more toned because you've, after all, done 24,000 supra-maximal contractions. Normal people can't even do 200, I think. Maybe 500. I've got one patient who can do 500 sit-ups in one single session. Now, more than one session is generally required to achieve desired results. Mm-hmm. We recommend 4 sessions, okay? Weekly interval. So you have 4 sessions weekly interval. Mm-hmm. And optimum results are seen 2 to 4 weeks after the last session, and it will continue to improve weeks after. Oh. Obviously, you can always repeat the treatment again.
Oh, wonderful. So the longer you go, after even after your last session, you're going to see improvement. That's terrific. I'm going to ask some questions that I think my listeners are wondering about. You talk about these super maximal contractions. How does it feel, Dr. Lam? Does it feel like a pregnancy contraction?
No, I don't think it feels like a pregnancy contraction. I mean, I've given kids. I think it feels more like a more intense than your normal workout, because after all, you must understand that these supra-maximal contractions that you're experiencing with M-Sculpt Neo, they are very intense, mm-hmm. as M-Sculpt Neo can target 100% of the muscles that we won't be able to target during your normal workout.
You're using 100% of your muscles, so you're going to feel something. But
yes,
it's not painful, actually. I mean, it feels like marbles
painful.
Being bounced on your stomach, because these are it's energy being sent through your body, right?
Yes, absolutely. But actually, I will need to add on to this. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, people who are really fit, okay, they already have a 4-pack or 6-pack, mm-hmm. and they just want to enhance their physique, they will feel more intense feeling. Because after all, M-Sculpt Neo, the high FM technology works on muscles. So the more muscles you have, the more muscle mass you have, mm-hmm. the technology will be able to target more of your muscles, and you can feel more intense feeling. So if someone who doesn't work out and their muscles are really flaccid, they may not feel such an intense feeling. But with more treatment, you can actually feel more of the contractions.
So actually, it might work to your advantage. If you are less fit, you're going to feel less of it. Now, let's talk a little bit about this chair, because it's also part of this core treatment. If you want to strengthen your core has a floor, and that floor is a pelvic floor. So let's talk about the Emcella chair, and what exactly is that strengthening?
Very interesting device, the Emcella. Now, Emcella is also USFDA approved device. As you mentioned, it's actually a chair, and it utilizes also the HIFEM technology, which again stands for High Intensity Focus Electromagnetic Energy. And in 28 minutes, Emcella is able to cause 11,000 supra-maximal contractions or Kegel exercises of the pelvic floor muscles. All right, and the recommended protocol for Emcella treatment is 6 to 8 sessions, 2 weekly, twice a week, So you complete it in 3 weeks to 4 weeks and you see maximum results. Now we know, Michelle, that the pelvic floor muscles is like a sling, okay, or like a net that support your pelvic floor organs, for example, your bladder, your womb, your rectum. And due to aging or due to incorrect way of lifting heavy weights or after childbirth or in ladies after menopause, these muscles weaken, resulting in the pelvic floor muscles not being able to hold up your bladder, your womb, and of course, a rectum, and this can result in urinary incontinence, such as leaking urine, when you cough, when you sneeze, even when you walk or you jump. And this can be really embarrassing. So when Amsula sends 11,000 supramaximal contractions of your pelvic floor muscles, obviously it's going to strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. You're not able to achieve 11,000 supramaximal contractions, Kegel exercises on your own, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people actually do the Kegel exercise wrong. Now, Kegel exercise has two parts to it. The first part is when you contract the pelvic floor muscles. So you squeeze, mm-hmm. that's a feeling. Mm-hmm. And Kegel exercise must be accompanied by a lifting component. So when you do Kegel exercise, a lot of people know how to squeeze, but they don't know how to do the lifting action. So actually, you could be doing Kegel exercise 5 times a day, 20 times each time, but you don't see results in improving your urinary incontinence because we are all getting it wrong.
Wow.
But with the Amsula chair, mm-hmm. they're doing it for you in a correct way, and clinical studies has shown that with Amsula, it can reduce your urinary incontinence, it improves female intimate health, it also improves sexual satisfaction, and it actually improves the quality of life of these women. Of course, you must also understand that all these, after doing, of course, after 6 to 8 sessions, you can maintain the results for another 6 to 9 months. You might want to continue the Kegel exercise or come back to repeat the treatments again.
Okay, so we've talked Kegel exercises, which I think a lot of women are familiar with. But Dr. Lam, I have to ask whether Amsula is also beneficial for men.
Yeah, very, very, very good question. Now, definitely, Amsula Mio is good for men, for any man who wants to build their core muscles, okay, who wants to reduce subcutaneous and visceral fats, who want to build a strong core so that they can have more stamina when they exercise. And do you realize, Michelle, when you have a strong core, you actually have a good sitting posture, standing posture, you actually don't hunch your back. And, you know, when your head is upright like this, the weight of the head on your spine, cervical spine, is 6 to 7 kg. When you bend forward to play with your phone, it's 12. When you do this, it's 20 kg. When you have 20 kg of weight on your muscles, that is a lot, okay? So when you want to build a strong core, Amsula Mio will help the man. Now, for Amsula, for men, there is a very small pilot study done on 10 elderly men mm-hmm. who has their prostate removed due to various reasons. So post-radical prostatectomy, these 10 elderly men suffer from urinary incontinence. In this very small pilot study, they were promising results. But I think with regards to Amsula for improving urinary incontinence, more research needs to be done to show if they are really efficacious.
All right. But I suppose if someone wants the entire treatment, they really want to strengthen their core, they look at Amsula as an add-on to M-Sculpt because it's all going to benefit the tightening of your core. Is that right?
Absolutely. No. This concept about core muscles, I think it's very important to share with our listeners that the core, of course, is your abdominal muscles mm-hmm. in front, your back muscles behind, actually also includes your diaphragm, okay? And also your pelvic floor muscles. This is your core. When you strengthen the core muscles with your M-Sculpt Neo and then the pelvic floor with the Amsula, you're actually building a very strong core to protect your internal organs. You have better posture. You have more stamina. You stand straighter. And it actually solves a lot of problems, including diastasis recti in many women after pregnancy and also urinary incontinence.
Which for many women, can lead to a lot of distress, diastasis recti. Nothing you feel you can do for yourself if that's occurred when it comes to toning up your midsection. So thank you, Dr. Lam, for joining us and hopefully giving us all abs this Christmas.
Yes.
She's ageless Dr. Lam B. Lan, and this has been Little Luxuries.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app.
That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.